Lord Jesus, lead us and guide us through your sweet presence. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Well, the last day has been kind of a struggle in many ways. Do you ever get yourself in the position where a well-meaning Christian has some advice for you and you take it a little bit too much to heart without going to the Lord? Well, that's kind of what I was dealing with. And when I came into prayer, I kind of have been feeling a stalemate. And when I came into prayer, the Lord began speaking to me immediately. He said, "Have I ever put anyone between us?" And I said, "My husband, Ezekiel." And the Lord replied, "He is your covering. Caution, discernment, teachable spirit. But in all things, my love, come to me. I am your last word. It's not healthy for souls to insert themselves between you and I. This encourages a dependency that is unhealthy, as well as opportunities for pride, and has the potential of becoming manipulative." Thank you, Lord. I needed to hear that from you. Thank you. And after the Lord said that, I realized that I'd been hamstrung because I'd been listening to a voice other than the Holy Spirit. And not that people don't have wisdom. I think we should all be teachable and listen to what someone has to say. But in the last analysis, we need to go to the Lord and be sure that that's a timely word for us and that it is from Him. And even at that, sometimes the way things are said can cause a burden on us that doesn't necessarily have to be there. I have to point the finger at myself on that one. As my sweet prayer warriors, many of them were coming down with the flu and all these different things, and I have these remedies I've been taking for years that keep me out of that kind of thing. And I wrote them a letter and I said, "Okay, guys, if you want to be sick, just ignore this advice from a little old lady." I made a list of all the things that really work, you know, that I found that really work. I didn't get an answer back from any of them. I think I was a little bit too brash. But I was hurting for them because I hate to see anyone sick. So we got through that, and the Lord advised me what, you know, what He had in mind for me, and I let it go. What in the world is the matter with me today? Is it oppression or fatigue? This day has been so weird, and it was. It was just like I went from one thing to the next, not connecting with anything, not feeling well, but not feeling bad enough to go back to bed, and just kind of stumbling and bumbling through the day, and I really felt like I wasted it. And He answered me, and He said, "Buffeting. You've been buffeted. Not an easy thing to withstand and continue on for me. I'm strengthening you, Claire. I'm giving you more opportunities to show your love for me. Tomorrow will be a better day." Thank you, Lord. I do need a better day. "What would you like to speak to us about tonight?" He began. "You don't have long to wait. I'm accelerating the process as we speak. I'm bringing to completion those things I was waiting for. As you press in to what I've given you, time will fly by." Lord, this apathy I've been going through today is like pea soup. He continued, "No matter, keep on walking. Part of your problem is an upset schedule and a sense of suspension." And guys, by that I think He means what happens to me every time I complete an intense project. Before I begin the next project, there's that lull in between where I just feel a little bit disoriented. He said, "You'll have to fight your way through this, Claire. Your efforts will bring results, but the lack of ease with which things happen is a challenge to your perseverance. I know how you feel, and I know the remedy. Press into me, my love. Press in. Don't allow the enemy's smoke screens to trouble you. Just keep on walking, calling for my help. Lord, help me get a handle on this and keep moving. Ignore that opposition and keep on walking. and there is an end in sight. And then I asked him, would you like me to do the painting or the song first? He answered, the song would be lovely. I really poured my heart out to you in that song. I would love to see it finished. Would you please do that for me? There now, does that help your motivation? I smiled. It does indeed, Lord. He continued, lack of belief in me, lack of faith in my nearness is one of the most painful things for me. And that's what the song is about. Can you imagine it? Your daughter's going through a really rough trial and you were there with her, coaxing her, making suggestions, comforting her, and she feels something but writes it off and says, I wish Mom were here to help me through this. And you're right there beside her all the time. How frustrating can that be? Wow, I see what you mean. I think it'd drive me nuts. I can just see myself pacing back and forth, shouting at her, but I am here. Don't you see me? Don't you hear me? What's the matter with you? The Lord replied, yes, exactly. Except I know what's the matter with you. Unbelief. So now this song addresses the tendency for souls to write off that gentle voice to their imaginations instead of to me. I'd like to break away for a moment here, guys, and tell you all, I don't hear the Lord from a megaphone. There's a bit of a misconception there. In fact, it's not like I hear him at all, like someone talking through a telephone or talking in the room. Rather, it begins with a very gentle, quiet thought. And as I latch onto that thought and keep tuning my receiver into it, it becomes clearer. The words begin to flow together with more ease, and it becomes a stream of consciousness that somehow I interpret as his voice. I at first feel this gentle thought, then as I type it down, it begins to flow into a paragraph, becoming clearer all the while, until it's actually a soft voice. But I must reach out and capture it. By then, he and I are talking. So if you had some impression that I hear a clear voice, let me assure you that I don't, most of the time. I have to reach out with my scanner to connect to his thoughts, which are almost always very gentle, kindly, and faint, until I still my mind and focus only on them, at which point we are conversing. So don't grow discouraged if that's all you hear at first. That is quite normal. You might want to begin writing. I have found that that's the easiest way to slip into a conversation with him. He continued, yes, I speak to many of you in just the same way, a still small voice. One of the reasons I do not allow this vessel to come to me for a word for others is that I'm speaking to you, and you must learn to tune into that and receive directly from me. If you are always coming to her for a word, you are not growing in your relationship with me. Her ministry is to get you connected with me, not to take Holy Spirit's place and get a word for you. I have given you all the tools to do this, by the way, and they are in the teachings of the last 2 years. If you follow these, you will not need to ask anyone for a word. Many seek to know without the labor of listening and discerning. Be aware, my children, this is not healthy. Much better for you to suffer through the stage of trial and error to learn to hear my voice clearly, and follow the teachings I give her for you as an addition to your skill. There's so much I want to share with each one of you, so much that is unique to you, so much that you need to hear personally from me. It's well worth the effort. Press in. In any case, this song is about my struggles with my children to convince them of my love, my trustworthiness, and that I am indeed with them 24/7. speaking and whispering many, many things into their hearts, which they pass off as vain imaginings. Some of you are walking around blindly, not knowing what I want you to do. Return to prayer. Write your concerns. Then write the words you hear coming to you as the answer. My voice is always gentle, never harsh, never condemnatory, never judging others, although I will tell you, when you have been wounded, that something is out of order on the other side of that communication. But I expect you to pray for them, not single them out to be critical, for in the very next moment that could be you making the same mistakes with another soul. So you see, there's no room for pride, even and especially when I have to correct you. I'm very tender, because I know your frame. If I ever have to address the faults of others, I'm extremely careful to balance that with yours, so that you do not become proud. So you see, you have nothing to fear in listening to me, and everything to gain. To grow in this area, you must be willing to take risks. You must be willing to make mistakes and look foolish. Just like typing, there's a learning curve. But once you master it, you have a lifelong skill that will serve your needs admirably. When you enter into worship with me, you draw close to my heart, my voice, my thoughts. That is the ideal time to start the process of fine-tuning. You are in my presence. You need only to capture the gentle thoughts that bubble up from inside of you like living waters. Capture and put them into words, and we will begin to converse back and forth. You will also notice that I will most often begin speaking with you when you're hurting and need comfort. Yes, I hold you to my heart and whisper comforting words in your ears. Never condemning words against the one who hurt you. Never. Rather comforting words that encourage you to forgive and see how you in the past have done the very same things. Not to condemn you, but to keep you balanced in the real world. The world as I see it, and the world as you will one day see it, when you stand before me. So take heart, my dear ones. I'm ready always to speak with you. I'm ready always to comfort you. Develop this skill, and we will have deep and rewarding conversations together.